He knew this was his chance. He jumped and missed and jumped again. He got up. He knew there was going to be an obstacle, and he was correct. He jumped and turned and finally got to the fire, but it disappeared. Instead of fire, there was a lock. He needed to solve the puzzle. Luckily, he was super smart, and he solved it in less than a minute. It was his time to test out the gloves. He started holding the fire, and it went into him. But at that moment, he turned into a god. Then the past god lost power and gave it all to the new god, because whoever owns all the fire is the god. If it's spread out, then the last person to have it all, which is now Jafar, gets to be the fire god. He was pushed to the blue moon and couldn't stop. The power was going into his soul. And finally, the moon left. He had all the power. He thought, maybe I should keep. But he decided not to keep it. He ran down and used fire to explode anything in his way. And finally, he got down and gave power to everyone. There was one problem. The past god also got fire and wanted it all to stay the god. He got many people and sprayed fire at them when they were sleeping, and they all exploded. And that fire came to Grady. There was one piece left, and it was the god. He hatched a plan to kill the god. He ran up the mountain right. But he used fire to distract the god. He shot fire at the tree and it burned. Right then, the god ran out of his palace. Grady ran to the temple and